Well, Kevin Warsh sworn in as the new Fed chair. I hope that he and the president get along for his entire term. Dow Watch, markets liking it. They're up 388.23, 389 right now. That's 50,682. That's not bad, again, to get past 50,000. We've done it before. We're doing it right now. Market up nearly 400 points. Again, I hope they get along for a long time. And the first way that Kevin can make sure he gets along with the president is he can lower interest rates. And that'll make all of us happy. Whether it's the right thing to do or not, it's going to make us happy. That's all I can say. Nolan Finley always has his finger on the pulse. He's the editorial page editor for the Detroit News, coincidentally co-author of the Civility book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, Nolan and his friend Stephen Henderson with Lynn Gaudner. And I am not embarrassed by even a little to say I was stunned and heartbroken when I heard Mike Duggan was pulling out of the race for governor for Michigan. How did you feel, Nolan?
Same, Paul. It was disappointing. I thought he was in it, you know, but he is also a very practical, pragmatic person. I think that's what was so attractive about him to so many people. He was not chasing a, you know, chaotic dream here. He thought he could win until, you know, all the indicators turned the other way in terms of this election.
And you wrote a great column that's on the front page of today's award-winning The Detroit News. Poisonous partisanship is killing this state. And what you felt, what I felt, what I think many people felt, and you've summed it up just now and then also brilliantly in your column, is Mike Duggan was all about possibility.
Yeah, I mean, he offered a hope to break through all of this. Right now we are in a situation we have been for many years in this state, decades, where a Republican comes into office or a Democrat comes into office, puts in an agenda, and as soon as they leave, the other party comes in and puts in a new agenda. We have to start all over again. And, you know, I think with him out of the race, that hope of trying to unite these two parties in solutions that work for Michigan is all but lost. What we saw during the first term of Gretchen Whitmer was Democrats, you know, going wild, undoing everything Snyder did. And then in the second term, we've had almost gridlock. You can't get anything meaningful done. So I think we're in a situation here where unless one of the remaining candidates embraces his ideals here, we're going to be just status quo and continue to make poor decisions.
Well, as you said, and I'll expand on your own writing, that this the possibility of ending our great state's relentless slide to the bottom in terms of economic and educational performance. And now what?
Well, that's it. I mean, you look at where we stand, and you're gonna hear Gretchen Whitmer standing up at Mackinac next week for her speech, telling us how much progress we made, how wonderful things are, and every indicator, every number tells us a different story. I think we all should be sitting in the audience with signs in our laps that says that's not true, because it's not true. We are not doing well. And, you know, we've had very, very little leadership over the last several years. So, we are in a bad place in Michigan. And unless we do drastic things to change that, we're going to remain in a bad place. And Mike Duggan would have been a drastic change.
I believe that. You believe that. I still believe we were all, there's no question, we were all better off when he was one of the choices. I'm not telling people how they should or shouldn't vote. I'm just telling you it was good for all of us when Mike Duggan was on the ballot. It gave us a real choice.
It did, and now what do we have? We're going to go back to partisan sniping at each other. Every Democratic idea will be shouted down by Republicans, and every Republican idea will be shouted down by Democrats. And, you know, in terms of putting real solutions that we can rally around on the table, I see very little chance of that.
It does cast a pall over what you and I and many others are going to be going up to this next week as we head up to Mackinac for Sandy Baru Oz, Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. But it's still an important conference. There'll be lots to talk about, and hopefully one way or another we can affect change. That's, I guess, the best way to put it at this point.
I guess, and if we can't, Paul, let's me and you eat some fudge.
Let's eat fudge and drink bourbon. I will talk to you later. I'll look forward to seeing you there, all right?
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much. That's Nolan Findlay, of course, from the Detroit News. We continue in Focus on WJR.